Hi guys, welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 308.
Oh my gosh.
Potafria.
I'm Crystal.
Here we are.
It's a little warm.
Yeah. Welcome.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Last week we recorded Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm all thrown off.
I am too, a little bit.
Yeah. Before we started recording, we got really sad news. Someone we know from the community, trigger warning, unalived themselves, and it's really sad. Very sad. Very young, that part sucks.
Yeah.
If you are young and listening, if you're any age and listening, but especially if you're young, I promise it gets better. Like, there's always shit moments and shit weeks and shit months. But it does. It gets so much better for the most part.
Better in this situation, especially, I feel like, I don't know. It's not our decision to make. And it's also not our decision to say, like, you know, that they could have stuck it out and did better, because obviously they felt like they couldn't. So it's just so heartbreaking that.
Yeah, no, I was just speaking you know, as you get older, you have more resources available to you as far as being able to leave or move or meet different people. And you get to build your own family or community. And not that that would have changed anything, but, you know, I just wish things could have went different for him, man. Really bad.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
I think, did we mention when he went missing on Patreon or last week's episode? I don't know if we mentioned it. I know we posted it.
We didn't. We
posted it. Yeah. We posted the flyer because I reposted it from our page.
Yeah, because he went missing after we recorded.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah.
It really sucks, man. The last two nights, I've been woke up out of my sleep. I was telling you last night, I woke up soaking wet. I ripped my clothes off in a manic panic. And I, you know, Mark's dead sleep, got to get up for work. And I screamed at him to get up and turn on the fan.
I don't know how you go to sleep without the fan. Like, I have to run my fan 24 hours a day. Like,
well, it was on one. I needed it on like 9,000.
Yeah.
Alaska. The sheet, like, everything was like wet.
It's so disgusting because my hair will be wet. Yep. When I usually like skip a day washing my hair, I haven't been able to. No. Fuck
mine. Mine will smell like sweat.
No, mine is not.
And dry shampoo.
Fuck no, I would probably rip it out. No, but you know, it's all curly. And so,
for sure.
I have to wash it again, like, because I'm not going to flat iron hair that was sweaty.
Yeah, no.
So I have to wash it more often now. I mean,
yes.
One day is the most I could skip anyway, but
I was just going to say,
I can't even do that.
The washing of the hair.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
way more often lately because it's such a gross feeling. It's such a gross feeling for me to wake up and my hair, the back of my hair is like wet.
It's like perpetually this half down underneath is always wet. It's like a wet mullet all the time.
It's so disgusting. Yes.
And it's sticky.
It's so gross.
Oh, it's so gross. I was going to say, washing hair is absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Because I...
You go off like
twice
long.
A month. Yeah. Maybe three times I wash my hair a month.
Yeah.
Fuck no. It's like every other day.
Yeah.
And it's killing me. I'm having to buy more shampoo. crazy.
It's fucked up.
It's so fucked up. The night before that, something else is also incredibly fucked up. And I don't know which one I'd rather deal with. Probably the hot flash. I'm laying in bed. I'm watching Modern Family. I'm shoving my face with Ruffles, minding my own fucking business. And all of a sudden, I feel this, like a tickle on my cheek. So I go like this, you know, to itch it. And I feel.
Don't even say it's an ant or something.
A motherfucking. And I went, oh, and I grab it and I throw it down on the bed. It's a fucking tick. How'd I feel it get there? How did it, where did it crawl from?
On your face?
Where did it crawl over my body? How did I not feel it get to that point?
That's scary.
Yes. So then, I didn't want to get up and take my eyes off it, right? And I sure the fuck wasn't going to pick it up and take it barehanded anywhere.
Yeah.
Again, poor Mark. I seen an empty, like, Prilosec bottle on my nightstand. I grabbed that, and I'm trying to scoop it into this bottle because, you know, with ticks, you got to light them on fire.
Yeah.
Drown them.
That's flush the only it way. Down the toilet.
Yep. You can't step on them and shit. They don't die.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to scrape it in the fucking bottle, and I can't get it in. I scream for Mark to wake up out of sleep again.
Oh, he's like, what now?
He's like, bitch, go sleep in the car.
Mm-hmm.
He gets up, he gets it, takes care of it. But then for like the next hour and a half, any tickle I felt,
is a tick.
I'm like, it's a tick. Mm-hmm. We're being invaded.
I wouldn't be able to fall back asleep.
The worst part was trying to figure out how it made it to my face without me feeling it anywhere. They don't fly.
Yeah.
They're crawlers.
It crawled on your clothes or blankets or something. Gross.
Oh, my God. Foul. So it's tick season.
Fun. Fire season, tick season, sweat season. We're having a great time. My back and my fucking neck have been killing me so bad for like the past month.
You think you need new pillows?
I just got new pillows.
Oh.
Yeah, I just got them. And it's like, I don't know. It's my lower back, upper back. It's just my whole, it's
you're
like
a tiny
my
sleeper,
spine.
Yeah.
Side
sleeper.
Yeah. And my shit is just fucked up. So I've been fucking dealing with that. It's like, I'll just like turn over and I feel it cracking. Like, it's so fucking bad. Like, and I wake up feeling like shit. So I might have to, I don't know, make an appointment and like have them check it or something. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I thought I had a pinched nerve in my neck.
Really?
My left side, it's been hurting for over a month. And like, it gets a little better sometimes, but I've never got like full relief from it.
You probably should get an MRI if you can.
Yeah. I'm going to ask my doctor because I'm going to hit them about hormone therapy anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell her like something's going on that's fucking me up.
God. That's.
Yeah.
Nice to add to the list.
Yeah. I already have a nice list going. So
you're
going to
be a
fun.
Sweaty hunchback.
Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like already.
Yeah.
Like having to protect it, like, and move weird.
And then I'm sweaty with bugs. That's nice.
That's good.
Ugh, God. So some new California laws went into effect today. Did you see that?
No, what?
Okay, I'm going to read them. So, sorry, let me get them because I listed them because I thought they were important for everybody to know. Sorry if you're not in California, but okay. So, starting today, July 1st, the minimum wage has increased statewide. So, statewide, we have a base of $16.50 an hour. In the Bay Area, San Francisco's minimum wage is now $19.18. Berkeley's is also now $19.18. Emeryville's is now $19.90. Fremont's, $17.75. Elsewhere, workers in Alaska, Oregon, and Washington will see increases as well. If you want to check and see if your city has had a wage increase, you can go to capital H, capital R, watchdog.com. And it will tell you if where you live has had a wage increase.
It's still not enough.
Fuck no.
It's still not enough. And I saw that like Trump wants to take away Section 8, not for elderly and not for disabled people, but if you're like an able-bodied person, I guess, he wants to cap it at 2 years. Mixed feelings. I know people that have been on it for 30 plus years.
Same.
I know people that hand it down to their kids.
Yeah.
So they make it impossible
for other people to benefit.
To get it. Right. But in a situation where we live, the wage doesn't meet the rent. You know what I'm saying? So it's like impossible to live here without multiple jobs or a roommate.
Yep.
So I think about people that have kids, can't work multiple jobs, able-bodied. You know what I mean? Those people would be affected if they can't fucking afford the rent. We have to close the gap, the wage gap, if we're going to make those kind of changes,
demands.
I think, to assistance. Yeah.
That's really fucked. You want to force birth on people. And then you want to take away dollars, right? Then you want to take away fucking, you know, adjusted housing help. So what are people supposed to do? You can't work 24 hours a day, but basically that's what you're suggesting. And honestly, you damn near would have to do that. Or have illegal hustles.
You have to make the wage. If you're going to take away assistance, you have to make the wage sufficient to cover the cost of living.
Yeah.
And it's so far off. How do you do that?
You
want people to
doubled.
Have kids, but you don't want to help at all.
Right.
So it doesn't make sense. Like your math is not mathing.
No.
Yeah. No. It's really fucked up.
It's really angering.
It should really be minimum wage. It's like fucking $30 at this point.
At the minimum.
Yeah.
Seriously. Because even
when I see comparisons to like where we are right now as far as income and all that shit, and they compare it to like fucking
Bro. A mailman, okay? You could have a job as a mailman, and mailmans they do make decent money, right? But a mailman, a fucking a checker at the grocery store could literally take care of a wife and two children.
Buy a house.
The wife could be stay home.
Put kids through college.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Have fucking two cars.
Yeah.
Go on a vacation every year.
Yeah.
And have some money in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
One fucking income.
Yeah.
We struggle to do it with two.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even get it. We can't do all that.
No, fuck no. That's not even possible.
We rent.
Yeah.
We fucking rent.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're lucky we have cars.
There's no college tuitions.
No.
There's no fucking buying houses.
No.
There's no, like, those things are not even attainable anymore on two regular salaries.
No, and I'm not talking about,
like, here, $150,000 a year is, like, still considered poverty level. Like, I saw that on the news not that long ago. That, what?
Like, yes.
Yeah, that used to be considered a good income.
You were fucking in the upper echelon of upper middle class. It used to be with $150,000.
In the Bay Area, that's poverty.
Mm, you're at the bottom. Like, you're hanging on for dear life in middle class with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's fucking sad.
Yeah.
So the next fucking law goes into effect today is a California appeals court ruled that holding your cell phone for any reason.
I saw that. It's a no hands law.
Like any, like
to hear the directions better. Yep, anything.
To look at a map.
You cannot touch it.
I
mean, I kind of already thought it was that because like if you are seen holding it, you're getting pulled over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That, remember, I had it in my bra and I got a ticket.
Yeah,
I wasn't even holding the motherfucker.
This law, it kind of already been that.
Yes. Now that apparently they're really enforcing it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't hold it for any reason. I don't give a fuck if it falls on the ground and you just pick it up and put it back in the mount.
Oh, yeah.
You're
so
in
they
trouble.
Said not at the red light either.
Nope.
So that's, I think, the biggest difference now is you used to be able to check messages or whatever when you're at the red light. No more.
I remember when we lived in the Wild Wild West and there was no cell phone laws.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Oh.
But honestly, the amount of fuckers that I see on the freeway, like fucking old people and shit, trying to work their phone and drive, and I'm screaming out my window at them. I'm not mad at this law. Some people don't need to be on the fucking phone.
You know,
maybe my kids included. Like, some people don't.
You know what else, though? Probably should be in a law. Not that I want this to be a police state, so it's not like I'm going to fucking campaign or put it in the suggestion box.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers eating.
Yeah.
Driving with their knees. Makeup.
Yeah.
I seen a man with a newspaper shaving Maria.
Yeah.
An open fucking newspaper, and the motherfucker was like this. You see crazy
shit during commuter time.
Why are we allowing all that shit?
Yeah.
It's great. Commute time it was. It was early morning.
The fucking, people be trying to squeeze in, you know, extra tasks while driving, and that shit is just dangerous.
As fuck. The next one, Airbnb hosts will now have to disclose all fees. So
that's good.
California continues to target hidden and junk fees with a new law aimed at short-term rental services such as Airbnb.
We don't need to be supporting Airbnb anyway, because they're fucking scumbag fucking company.
It's part of the housing problem. They support
Israel. We don't need to be supporting them at all. There's it's other fucking companies. Up the housing market. It's way more than a hotel. They want you to clean the house and still charge you fucking $300 cleaning fee. They can go to hell.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be supporting them anyway.
Yeah. So it's now a law that any Airbnb host has to disclose every fucking single fee up front.
Yeah.
And if they don't, they will be fined $10,000. This last one, actually, there's two more. Sorry. My eyes are burning. It will now be illegal for companies to automatically renew your subscriptions without alerting you in a clear and conspicuous manner. So an email, a fucking text. Once your renewal comes up, the company will need to get your express affirmative consent to the automatic renewal. The new click to cancel law applies only to subscriptions that are signed or renewed after today. So any subscriptions hereafter fall under that.
What would that be? Like gym memberships and shit?
Yeah, or if you know you sign up through something through an app or something, they have to make sure you know and let you know.
But that's a California law or that's a nationwide law?
This is just California. And then the last one, I think this one's pretty cool. It's the California IVF mandate. So it requires most health insurance plans in the state of California to cover the diagnosis and treatment of infertility, including in vitro, which is fucking really crazy. Senate Bill 729 includes large group plans, also expands coverage to include LGBTQIA+ individuals and single parents. California's mandate means the state will have one of the most inclusive fertility coverage laws in the country. So
that's good.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
I hope there's no hidden motherfucking shit. They
want to up the population.
True.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's people in Mark's family that fucking spent.
I know a lot of people that paid cash multiple times and it still failed. Yeah.
And it was heartbreaking to watch. Like, they even asked me to be a surrogate, but I'm like, I can't even have my own kid.
Yeah.
You know? So for people that really want a baby and struggle, I think that's nice.
I think that's good. That's shitty that you would have to pay something like that wouldn't be considered health care for your insurance. Like,
but you're right.
Yeah.
It falls on, well, thankfully California is, we're lax, you know, we still have all fucking rights options. But I do believe it kind of falls under the have them babies fucking.
Yeah, of course.
Get that population up. We need worker bees.
Right.
So, do not touch your phone for no fucking reason.
Yeah, not even at the red light.
That ticket is not cool. Mm-mm. It's over $300. FYI. It's probably more now because that was like, what, 7 years ago, 8 years ago I got it. No, 10.
Was it that long ago? I don't think it was that long ago.
Nona was with me.
Oh, so, I thought you got one since then.
Uh-uh, not.
Oh.
I actually did, but she didn't file it.
Oh,
so
okay.
So I got.
But you did.
That.
We talked about it.
I got that. I got no seatbelt. I got, and because I was panicking. And then as she's pulling me over, I'm picking up my phone and calling.
Smart.
Help.
Smart.
But she never filed it.
That's so good.
Yeah. And it's already passed I checked.
Yeah.
I actually just checked like a few weeks ago because I was scared it was going to pop up last minute.
Yeah.
It didn't. But the one 10 years ago was over $300.
Yeah.
So be careful.
Definitely.
Be careful.
Drake is in the news, the media again. So, you know, he has gotten plastic surgery in the past, body modifications, whatever. I like to bring this up because men are quick to be like these BBLs, like these bitches and these BBLs and whatever. But there's men that get procedures, too, that are fucking ridiculous.
Calf implants.
So he had some ab work done before and it looks like he got a refresher, which is like, you know, his abs, ab etching is what it looks like. It's so not fucking believable, though, because he has flabby arms, no traps, no biceps, no triceps, none of the above, but has these fucking ripped abs all of a sudden. And it's like, at least work out your arms, bro, and play it awful. Make it believable. Sell it. If you're going to get it, sell it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it doesn't look like, this is just my opinion on ab etching in general. It doesn't go with the natural flow of how, if you naturally built it, right? You know how it looks a certain way?
It looks very Ken doll-ish.
It looks like you leaned against the fucking chain link fence and like smashed it in there, you know?
It looks very cartoony.
Yes, yes.
And he's looking a lot like Benzino. I don't know if you know who Benzino is.
Yes, yes.
They did a side by side and he's starting to look like Benzino. Like, stop with the fucking procedures, bro. Go to the goddamn gym and build them yourself.
You need to be worrying about your fucking get back rap, not your fucking abs.
I don't like him. I mean, he's just not a nice person.
I've never been a Drake fan, never.
No, just not a good person. So I don't want a body shame, but for him, I'll make an exception because he's just not a good person.
There's always, like, little exceptions.
Yeah.
To what you can say, because I never liked it. I always thought, and listen, I'm a fucking honky from the suburbs, okay? But I always thought he was like a fucking tryhard. Like, I don't know. He just came across as like not cool to me.
Yeah.
You know, some people just naturally have like this aura.
I mean, he's still an actor. That's what it is. He's an actor. He tries on different cultures. Yep. He tries on different, you know, styles from all over the world.
It feels forced.
And it's him acting.
You're right.
Yeah.
That's what exactly it is.
Aubrey is an actor.
Aubrey.
Yeah. That's just what it is. And I think he's talented. I won't take that away.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he's talented, but like, you know, not good to women and, you know, just a shitty person. Don't do shit to make us laugh at you.
Yeah. They look two thumbs down.
Thumbs down. One star.
Yes.
Please ask me, how many stars do you give it? I give it one star.
I love when she does that
about anything, though. How many stars do you give it? I'll be calling somebody a bitch in traffic or something. How many stars? One. She knows that means they're a fucker.
A mother fucker. You want to hear about some motherfucker?
Who?
Wait, before I start that, I just want to say, like, the majority of women, like as he's getting his abs etched, the majority of women
don't like it.
Yeah.
No. Oh, you mean abs in general?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of a gay man thing.
The majority of women I know.
Yeah.
This is I know. Don't
bitches don't care about that shit. They do not. They might they even like it when you have a little gut. Like
I was just gonna say that I call it the prison body, but fucking I like muscular, not over muscular, but like, you know,
just
like
firm.
Yes.
Just firm.
And the little hump, but like nice arms. Fucking shoulders are important. I like shoulders, right?
Yeah.
So I want you to have that fucking ramp the traps. Yes. And maybe some, and your pecs don't even got to be super built, but
yeah, just
a little
just
chest.
Solid. Just be solid. Be firm.
I like a little belly. Yeah. I love that shit. Like little money tummy. Like I don't want abs.
All them muscles and shit. Bitches do not give a fuck about that shape.
And it's funny. Every woman I know
feels
just not
way.
A fan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not just us.
Yes. So just something to keep in mind.
Just FYI.
Yep. So I saw a post and it said, guess who they is in the following sentence. There's a new hot take. They believe if you're bathing properly, you should never have to wash your bath towel.
That's not even a real question. There's only one demographic that's going to fucking say that. You should never have to wash your bath towel because
answer it in the form of Jeopardy. What is
what is honkies? Yeah. Like, stop. What is caucasoids? Forget that you might be exfoliating with said towel because I dry off hard so that I don't get any razor bumps or anything.
Yes.
You're supposed to rub hard as fuck. God forbid there's some
you
skin.
You rub a little skin
there's
seal.
Some skin coming
or
off.
A part, or you know, you didn't scrub hard as the other or whatever. Like,
yeah.
No.
You know what's funny is I think I heard a Kardashian say that before and talked about, I don't even watch their show, but I think I saw a clip that said something, it might have been Khloe, I want to say, was talking about, well, you're clean when you get out of the shower, so your towel is going to be clean. Bitch, no, there's skin involved. There's exfoliation. There's fucking, what are you talking about?
Oh, proof what are you money talking about? Doesn't buy you a brain.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
That's, wash them towels and wash them often.
So, you know how we,
I do reuse towels. I will
for
say
sure.
that. I keep mine and I get mad because Bunny will grab a different towel every fucking time.
I hate it.
And I'm like, we're not doing that.
Naya.
But she still sneaks Naya. And does it anyway.
Naya.
It drives me nuts
because
then there's so much laundry.
Yep.
Keep it for like 3 days, maybe four.
I agree.
Three, four. You'll know when you need to change
especially
it.
Especially your hair towel. If you're
yeah,
using
your hair
two.
Towel smells good, I feel
yes.
like, longer.
And you're not exfoliating dead skin cells
yeah.
out of your fucking hair, so.
Yeah, that one you can use
keep
longer.
It a week, bro.
It, yeah.
The hair.
But the body towel, you'll know because it's just going to start smelling like towel or
yes.
something. It's not going to smell good anymore. So, like, you'll know. Get a fresh one.
Yeah. We're not keeping it for life.
No.
We're not keeping
no.
it over a
and
week.
And the same with them face towels, too. Like,
yes.
they're seeing a lot of soap and shit, but they're also exfoliating, scrubbing shit off. Like, you got to be
changing
that.
You're not going to rinse every bit of dead skin out
no.
of that. So,
no.
you don't keep that motherfucker in there.
No.
Fucking 7 days. Don't do that.
No.
So it made me curious, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about how our grandparents were different and we always grew up with fucking washcloths, like
mm-hmm.
face towels. And it's not common, especially, hello, for
yeah.
people my fucking color, right?
Yeah. I learned that as an adult and I was like, thank God, mine from birth.
I thought it was normal.
I did too.
I thought everybody... We had a whole, well, you know, we had a whole closet full.
Yeah,
like
we did too. Stacks and stacks and stacks. Yeah.
So it made me wonder, like, you know, I've often wondered. No one's alive. I can't ask.
Who
taught
it?
My grandparents?
Yeah.
Right. Like,
yeah.
who started it? So I went and I was reading.
Uh huh.
And I'm like,
doing some research.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe it was the Italians, right?
Yeah.
So.
That's what I was thinking because I know Debbie. Her family always had washcloths. She's Italian. And my friend Sean G, he's Italian. And his family always had them too. So in my research, just among people I know, I was chalking it to an Italian thing.
So if it is, it would have to, well, okay, so my lineage from Italy is southern Italy in like the Molise region, right? And it's from a really small farming town called Vinciaturo. And most of the people there are like fucking poor folk, you know, mm-hmm. like poor working farmers and shit. So that's where my great grandpa and his parents came from. So I Google fucking Molise region, early 1900s fucking bathing habits and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, basically, not only was bathing only done maybe once a week, only sometimes an old cloth or a rag would be used. So while they weren't bathing a lot, a cloth or a rag was typically used.
Hmm.
So it's like 50-50, right?
Interesting.
Who knows? But remember I said Nona's father comes from Paris, France. He was born and raised there. They had money.
Mm-hmm.
They were moneyed French, okay? So I looked up.
But did they use them? Because that's a little iffy when you get to the French people. They be funky as fuck.
It is very.
No offense.
Yeah, it is. However, when you're wealthy,
mm-hmm.
so back in the 1900s, if you were wealthy in Paris, there's actually a name for it, and I'm not going to fucking attempt to say it. But that's
wealthy don't mean clean, though. Let me just say that. Because right. wealthy Victorian era people, they were dusting themselves with powder.
On their
dirty balls and shit. And underneath their
glued shut cooter.
Exactly. And they were wealthy. So that's not an indication
it's
of
not.
Clean.
However, they're basically it translates to toiletry glove. And it's the French equivalent of a washcloth, and it was widely used if you were wealthy. It resembled a soft cherry cloth mitt and apparently remains popular in France to this day. But if you mm-hmm. were wealthy back then, you bathed daily mm-hmm. because you were moneyed. And I don't know where amongst socioeconomics they fell.
Mm-hmm.
I know that when you look back in photos, you can fucking tell. You know what I mean? He went to private schools, and every photo has on like fucking blazers and fucking fancy shoes and shit. So I still don't know. I say
conclusion.
All that.
You say all that to
all
reach
that
the conclusion.
Say,
yeah.
I still don't fucking know. Yeah. And Carolyn can't. I asked Carolyn. She don't know. I asked him. Fucking.
I'm curious if your grandpa introduced your grandma to it, or was she already doing it? We can't ask.
Right.
And I've thought about that. I've thought that about my own grandparents. Did my grandma already do it, or did he introduce? You know, who introduced? Were they both already doing it? Like, I'm
if
curious.
You had to guess personality, just going off their personalities,
both.
Who would?
Both. They were both insanely clean.
So if I had to guess.
Insanely clean people. Yeah.
If I had to guess based on personalities.
Yeah.
Grandpa definitely showed grandma.
Yeah. And I could see that. But it's tough because with my grandparents, they were so anal in the same way, on the same level. Like there was no like skipping baths ever or anything like that.
Yeah.
Everything was clean, spotless before they went to bed.
Yep.
Shit like that. I can't call it. So I don't know. My aunt might know. My aunt Sandy might know. That's a interesting. I would want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah.
I want to know, especially because hello,
mm-hmm.
you know.
But I'm happy. And I always think to myself when I'm cleaning my house and cussing to myself and thinking how annoyed I am with my kids and why are they so dirty. Not so much Stinkers. He's pretty fucking clean. But that bunny is gross.
Don't you ever say that bunny, bitch.
That bunny in there is gross. And I always be pissed
that
off.
That teeter.
And I be thinking how thankful I am that I lived with such insane OCD people when it came to cleaning up shit.
I'll agree.
Because I'm that way now. And I'm thankful for that because I'm not lazy when it comes to certain shit. You're not going to leave a ring in my bathtub and not get cussed out your socks. Like, could you imagine? Like, they'd have packed my shit.
Maria, so, Grandpa stood at the door with his ear and monitored the water levels and then would come in and inspect if we did not wipe down the entire fucking bath and the shower
mold
or water spot.
Yes.
My grandpa was in big trouble.
Yeah.
You didn't leave that bathroom until that motherfucking had no drop of water.
No moisture. My grandpa was the same fucking way. And I'm so thankful because I have a clean house because of it. As much as, you know, I might lag on some shit, but that's one thing. I'm always like, thank God they put these, I was going to say rituals, these fucking, you know, just they instilled that in me.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
I need to start whipping my kids and screaming more often so they get it. Because I think if you ever live without me, what the fuck is your house going to look like?
Oh, you know what's even more fucked up?
It's going to be nasty, bitch.
No, you know what's even more fucked up is for... So, I have two children, right? Very polar opposites when it comes to, you know, because Anaya's OCD, she does fall in under textbook germaphobe. You can't even wear your outside clothes in her bedroom. Mm-hmm. If she goes outside the house, she has to shower first. Like...
She has that one. All OCD isn't that, though.
No. No. And that's why a lot of times I don't even like to tell that part because that's what people think it is, and it's not.
It's not.
But she has that, and to the point where she cries and has breakdowns when she cleans the floor.
And she showers a lot, too, right?
Oh, I pay a fucking nice water bill. Yeah. I'd say there's days it's three times a day. It's always at least once. More than likely it's twice though.
Yeah.
It's a little frustrating. But the other child and her dad, they're so much alike. I don't even use our back bathroom anymore because
I don't understand it. And my brain can't compute it. It cannot.
It makes me crazy.
It makes me go haywire because I'm like, how can you go to bed and not, you know,
so
like you would be punished severely. Dude. You would be homeless. The way we grew up.
Oh my God. Grandpa would have got the belt, bro. Yeah. I'm not even kidding. He would have pulled that AC Transit fucking belt out and he would have fucking said, you goddamn son of a bitch, you get the fuck in here.
Yeah. Or no one's going to bed.
Yeah. Oh man. Your life would have been, you weren't going outside. Don't even think you were touching his telephone, his corded telephone.
Yeah.
I'm
thankful for that abuse.
I am. So, because it makes me so internally crazy, but I don't want to make the house miserable. I just don't look. I don't use it. I don't go in there. Because when I do, it makes me want to fucking punch holes in the wall.
Yeah.
And they're both.
It makes me want to clean. And I don't know if you'd be open to this, but there's areas that I would like to clean in your house. This is a weird thing. I hesitate and kind of dread cleaning areas of my own house.
Yeah.
But I would love to clean areas of your house.
Isn't that weird? Like
I've seen people say, like, I don't like making food for myself, but I would really love making food for you. Or at your house. Or you know what I'm saying? Like there's something weird about that. There's areas that I would really like to take on myself and clean.
So that
and I would like to have you go and clean at my house.
Okay.
If you would be open to doing
Fuck
that. I don't know if you would have fun doing that.
You know
but
what?
I would like to do
try
that.
Try it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to try it?
Yeah.
I'm so down.
Yeah.
Like it's different.
I cleared your dining room table today because I was just like, I've had it. But I wanted to change the tablecloth. And I was like, well, we're going to start. So maybe after I'm done, like maybe after we record, I'll do it.
Before we eat dinner.
But there's areas that I want to fucking clean and just get rid of some shit.
Yes. Like, and I find myself, I enjoy cleaning other people's houses.
Maybe you can clean my toy area because I cannot sleep good with the amount of toys that girl has. Like she has a birthday coming up, she's getting nothing. You're getting experiences and you have
to
stop
giving
her surprises.
Shut up.
No, it's bad. Like I have nowhere to put the fucking toys. Her dad was there earlier and we were like they were playing and shit and I was just like, dude, like I have nowhere to put all these
toys. So you know
what
my what Charlene started to do after we moved into Nona's and we didn't have a lot of space, what? Right?
Tell me, I'm open to anything.
Every few months, she would have us each pick five things to
that
give
can go?
To children who had no toys.
Okay.
The poor kids.
Okay.
Not knowing we was the poor kids, bitch. Fucking yeah. Bitch, she was taking literally. Our poor kid toys.
Yeah.
But
because we have to downsize. It's out of control.
And she's an emotional child. She yeah. will feel the need to help.
Yeah, yeah, you know? For sure.
So
maybe you and her can go through and thin out some toys.
Let's do it.
Yeah, I would love that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Because she has some favorites that live on my bed.
Yeah.
But I have no room to put them anywhere else. But all the shit that's everywhere else can go.
Would you be open to a stuffed animal net over your bed? In the corner?
I guess.
I know it's not aesthetic.
Yeah, yeah.
Really pleasing,
yeah,
but
I guess.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything to just, you know, but,
clear up
but
some room?
A lot of shit still has to go.
Oh, for sure.
Because there's a full toy box and surrounding it. It's just, it's too much.
Yeah. But at least it will take some of it off your bed. If you know, she knows these have to go here if you're not playing with
yeah.
them. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, they need a home. I'm big on everything having somewhere to go.
They can't go to sleep
yeah.
if they don't have a home.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's make a plan.
Okay. I love it.
Yeah.
I bought, I've been wanting to do the front bathroom. Remember, Stevie agreed to do it that day and then fucking disappeared on me.
Hey, guys. Are you enjoying yourself?
Do you want even more dysfunction?
You're in luck.
Join our Patreon. And for the $20 tier, you can get 4 full-length ad-free episodes per month.
Along with early releases of our regular episodes, merch, private live streams, chat, and access to our new voicemail for a chance to have your questions played live on the show.
Live on the show. See you there. I bought the new knobs.
And everything.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I'm down to clear out that fucking bathroom. Go through and get rid of whatever needs to.
The back one.
To get it rid of. To either one. To
she might clear have a nervous breakdown.
Some space.
Maybe you can get her to go through it with you.
Because I have my eye on shit I want out of that bathroom already. And it's not my bathroom. But I will. We'll talk about it later.
Yes.
But that would be. That I think might it's be a good fun idea. Project. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get it done. It'll feel better.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she might be open to you because.
Okay.
She very much relates.
Yeah.
To you.
Yeah. You know? And I'll explain it in a way of how good it'll feel.
Okay.
To just have a fresh new bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah, I love I'm okay. For that.
That makes me excited.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys find your life partner and do it.
And make some plans. Yeah.
Find
if you're struggling to get something done, a task, switch houses and fucking knock it
out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm actually fucking excited to do that shit with Peace.
Yeah.
She's fun. I know. We went, the girls. Bunny and Naya and a group of their friends, they went to Pride over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And so the night before, I took them all shopping and I actually got out of the car and went in stores with them. I did.
Good.
And it was, we had a good time.
And sent a bunch of shit to my house.
We drunk Julian with us.
Mm-hmm.
So it was me, Bunny, Naya, and Julian. It was a lot of fun. We went and got Chipotle afterwards.
Nice.
But of course, while
we're
out,
do you like being more present and involved lately? Because I mentioned at dinner, you were in the restaurant with us, and you kept saying how happy you were with that night.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very much.
Push yourself a little more.
I know.
To be involved.
Yeah. I self isolate a lot because I feel overwhelmed emotionally by everything.
Yeah.
But lately, I've been making myself.
You have, I've noticed.
Do more. Thank you.
Yeah, it's good.
And it's been fun.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really. The kids insisted because I was going to smoke cigarettes in the car, but they were like, "No, we want you to come in." How can I tell them no? They want me. They never fucking really want me.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So we, of course, as we're going through all these stores, I'm just picking shit up for Santana. She's my favorite.
The shit that she sent to my fucking house. you're fuck, part of the problem. You're the reason you. My bedroom looks the way it does. Because any of the other rooms in my shut small up. Place are manageable. Like, but oh my God.
Every time I go somewhere or every time Santana's with me, we get a surprise. It's
or
just
five.
A, maybe.
Yeah. It'd be like, and even when Santana's not there, you're sending five items home for her.
And a lot of them are shitty play with two time throwaway shits.
They're
you
not,
know?
They don't get thrown away though. That's the problem. You'll see. That's fuck. The problem. They don't get thrown away.
Okay. All yeah. right. It's going to have to be like special shit from now on or like, you know, not the throwaway fucking. No. Like, yeah. But I got her rainbow light up rain boots for next winter. Ugh, how could you not need those?
Yeah, she put them on and was stomping around the house.
She?
Yeah, and Stinker's room be pretty dark. So I was like, well, go in there. Because she was like, let's turn the lights off. But they were already off and it was still a lot of light in my room.
Yeah.
So I was like, go stomp in there.
She loved them.
Working her way down there. Yeah, she loves them.
Awesome.
They're on the side of my bed right fucking now.
And then I got her. So these were great. Well, hopefully. But they're, you know, wipeable fucking
tracing books and
to write letters and numbers.
And like little mazes and, you know, like, yeah.
Because she's been fucking school.
With those. Yeah, she's been fucking with those a lot. She likes them.
Yeah, so I wanted to give her something that would, you know, exercise like
mm-hmm.
the stuff, you know, she's going to be working on in school.
Yeah.
But it was really fun to go do stuff with the kids.
That's good.
Yeah, it was a nice time. I know.
Did you see fucking Bezos' wedding happened?
What? He got married already?
$50 million wedding. He rented out Venice. Rented all of Venice.
If I lived there, I would be furious he was allowed to do that.
Like, who do you think you are? Like, it's so fucking gross.
He does it because he's allowed.
Yeah.
People do anything for dollars. And obviously, so I wouldn't let him rent my house out.
This fucking $50 million wedding. And all these celebrities came. Oprah was there. She's a scumbag. The Kardashians were there. Leonardo DiCaprio was there.
Just all the pieces
all the
of
scumbags.
Shit.
Yeah.
Fucking loser yeah. sellouts.
It was gross. It was really fucking gross. I didn't, you know, go like looking for anything, but I saw a lot of shit against my will, just of some photos. And it's just so gross.
Obviously. And whoever would marry him, whoever would fucking date him is disgusting. And I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I get it. He's rich. But like, I don't know. Gross.
It's impossible to be a good person and be that level of rich. You're just hoarding yes. wealth. You're hoarding wealth. You have more than enough money to fix world problems. But of course, like they won't allow it or you don't want to or whatever.
It's probably
like, yeah. So you're scum. So
you could, you know, I don't know.
Your employees are treated like shit.
Yep.
Like
paid fucking non-livable wages.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if it's the law. You pay them minimum wage. You're a piece of shit because you have enough money to fucking double that and be good for fucking four
forever.
Lifetimes.
For four generations of your family
for sure.
would be good. Like, it's gross.
Yeah, just, it's inhumane, unethical,
yeah.
fucking no humanity. Because even if they won't let you, motherfucker, you could be fucking having built and donated tiny homes.
Yeah.
Right?
You still have some choice, you know, like even if you can't dismantle the whole poverty. Yeah. Yeah. Even if you can't, I get it. Like they're not the powers that be are not going to allow right. you to do that. But you could do a lot. You could do a lot in our state. You could do a lot, in, you know, just within your own company.
You could walk your ass into these yeah. 10 fucking cities, bro. And fucking
there's a lot you can still
do shit.
Yeah. But you choose not to and have $50 million weddings.
Yeah, ew.
Just excess. It's just so fucking gross.
It's hella greed. And it bugs me a lot. Ugh.
Yeah. I'm glad he didn't invite me.
You know, so obviously it's summer, right? It's swim season.
Mm-hmm.
There's pool parties. There's going to be a lot of swimming with friends and people. And I just wanted to throw something out there. Do not. It is never a joke. It's never fun for the victim. Don't fucking throw or push anybody in the pool.
No.
You truly risk fucking ruining somebody's life. I read a story recently. A woman was at her bachelorette party. Her friend, it was at a pool, like they was at a pool setting. Her friend thought it would be funny to throw her in. Paralyzed. The fucking bride paralyzed from the chest down for life because of a joke.
What'd she do? Hit the edge?
Yep. She hit the bottom in such a way that fucking
what the paralyzed. Fuck?
Don't do it.
It's just not funny. I don't care if I'm soaking wet and just got out and I'm on my way to go jump back in. Don't make that jump for me. Don't ever pick me up. Don't even play like you're going to and then bring me back. Don't play like that.
I don't want you in my dance space. No. I don't like touch, number one. Number mm-mm. two, if we're breathing in and out the same air, you're too close to me.
I don't like it.
Don't fucking touch me. Don't throw me in no water. Don't pick me up. Just don't. That means you have to touch my body parts.
Yeah.
Don't. Nothing is funny about ruining somebody's life.
No.
Because you never fucking know. You never know.
And that might sound extreme, but like you could hurt somebody or like fucking just don't. There's so many situations where people throw fully clothed people in the pool. I never think that's funny. No. I've never encouraged that. I don't play like that. I just don't. I've never been one to play like that.
The other thing I wanted to mention, and I've mentioned it casually on this show before, but I've never told the story because it fucking just was so traumatizing. It was so... It's probably the worst thing in the world I've been through to date is when Stevie drowned. And when I say drowned, I mean drowned. Wasn't breathing, was purple, eyes rolled back, trigger warning, laying on the bottom of the hot tub. She was two. And ultimately, it was my own fault because I was in my phone and my friend was sitting across the hot tub from me. And I was reading. I was being messy. I was reading a text message from another friend that I'm no longer friends with. But I'm reading it. And the girls had on water wings. And I told them, okay, we're going to leave in 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And apparently, while I was being messy in my phone reading, Stevie had asked Steph, hey, Aunt Steph, can you take my water wings off? And I didn't know. And Steph had heard me say we're leaving, so she took them off. So Stevie's standing in the hot tub, right? I'm in my phone. Listen.
What the fuck?
It is not loud. There is no scream. There is no splash. There is nothing. Dude, the drowning was silent as fuck. It was 60 seconds. And I looked up and I could only see Naya. And mind you, I'm sitting on the edge of the hot tub with my feet in the pool. I have on a sweatsuit. And I'm like, where is Stevie? And I look at the bottom, bro. And my baby is laid on the bottom of the hot tub like Jesus, purple. And I scream. I jump in all my sweats. I grab her. I pick her up. And when I bring her out the water, she's going like this.
Oh, no.
Like convulsing. And like little water droplets are shooting out. And at that point, I know her lungs are filled with water. Her eyes are rolled back. And I start screaming in the middle of the apartment complex. I'm screaming, somebody help me at the top of my lungs, fucking over and over, just screaming. Cause I start screaming, my baby is dying. Help me. And Steph had, Tiana with her, and Tiana was only like 8 months old. So she couldn't even put her on the ground, you know, by herself. And what saved Stevie's life was we have a mutual friend named Jenny that had made a Facebook post like 3 days before that mm-hmm. about how she had took a CPR class mm-hmm. and she had just had to use it because her neighbor's daughter had fell in the pool. And so in that post, she explained what she did to save the neighbor's child that had drowned. Steph had fucking read it. So Steph was like, put her over your lap and hit her in the back. And she's like telling me, she's screaming it at me. And I'm fucking screaming, call 911, help me. And I'm like sobbing and I'm losing it. Because the only thing I can think is, I don't want to stop hugging my baby because what if she dies? Like, I want to hug her if she's going to die. So I'm screaming, and Stephanie was like, bitch, put her over your fucking lap and fucking hit her in the back. And so I did. I sat down, hit her, nothing. The third hit, dude, it was just nonstop vomiting water, probably. It felt like forever, but it was probably fucking 20 seconds. And when I felt like she had got it all out, you know, wow. I sat her up and I looked at her, and dude, it was like a cartoon. It went like purple to normal color, like before my eyes. It was fucking crazy. And her little eyes came back, and she's like, hi, mama.
Oh, my God.
The paramedics showed up. They looked at her. They were like, she's good. Her color's good. Her vitals are good. You better thank your fucking guardian angel, because this is a miracle. And then...
and thank your friend for telling you what the fuck
bro,
to do.
Oh, my God. And then the paramedics said, you need to get her checked out. So I called Kaiser, and they made an appointment for first thing in the morning. Her pediatrician had said she's probably going to develop pneumonia from all the water that was in her lungs. And she did.
Oh, wow.
She did. 5 days later, she had pneumonia. I would take pneumonia any fucking day. So I say all of that to say, do not take your fucking phone out by the pool if you have kids.
No.
If you want to take a photo, take a fucking photo.
And then put that shit away.
Yes. Don't check no fucking.
God.
None of it.
I would have felt so fucking guilty.
I still feel
like
guilty.
Like, I'm not equipped to fucking watch you guys by myself.
I probably, if she would have died, I probably would have left.
For sure. I would too.
Because there's a reason I don't talk about it. I have so much guilt. Like, it was my fault. It was my fucking fault. My child almost died.
Yeah.
That is a horrible weight to carry. And I can't imagine if, had she died.
Yeah.
And I just remember every part of it so vividly. And like, it just, thank God that mutual friend had made that
post. You bring
it
up every single time we're at a pool, or every single time we're at a lake, you bring it up. And I, you know, I was aware it happened and everything, but like, I don't think I realized, how long she was out and all that. I think I thought you just like found her at the bottom and like snatched her up real quick and like got the water out.
Fuck no. No, I was running around screaming, and I didn't want to let go of her, because I was like, if she dies, I don't want her to die, and I'm not hugging her, and I want to hug her if she's going to die. And I screamed. Every motherfucking person that lived in that like 200 unit complex came out. Oh my God. Oh, it was bad. It was bad. Yeah. So don't fucking take your phone out. Take a photo, put that shit away. Do not.
Yeah.
Do not have to live with that fucking regret. So those are my summer tips.
Those are your summer tips. I have a summer announcement. Well, it's not really summer, but I guess it's being released during summer, so you might appreciate it in all your caucasity. Duke's Mayonnaise is releasing mayo slices. It looks
Why
like,
was I thinking mayo cubes that you can unwrap and eat on the go?
With a toothpick for hors d'oeuvres?
Yes.
You would like that. They should Love release it. That for you. But they look like Kraft singles, but they're white.
And you just put it on?
And they're for sandwiches and shit. Yeah.
I bring them.
And I was like, she would fucking love this.
Oh, I'm getting
some. You keep them chilled, and it's mayo slices. So
that's
the universe gave
great.
You a treat. They gave you a present. Yeah.
That's so great.
Mayo slices. Yeah.
Yum. Yeah. I'm just going to be eating them by themselves.
You're going to be folding them up and making cubes with toothpicks.
Mayonnaise doobies now, you guys.
Yeah, God.
With chips.
Yeah. You can make hors d'oeuvres. Yeah. Endless hors d'oeuvre possibilities.
And olives.
Triscuit. Yeah.
It's a party.
Yep. Thought you'd be happy about that.
Oh, I'm thrilled.
Mm-hmm.
Duke's Mayonnaise is delicious.
All your summertime snacks.
That is where the Honky Dead giveaway comes out.
Oh, yeah.
I am a walking stereotype when it comes to mayonnaise.
Yeah.
I will eat spoonfuls of that shit. So good. I keep saying I want to make my own because I hear it's really good to make your own, but are you kidding? I can't even fucking organize my bathroom.
Yeah, I know. Maybe after the kitchen gets cleaned out or something. I don't know. Maybe you'll get some inspiration.
I need somebody who's very good with organizing who would love to organize the fucking my whole closet that's in a pile on my dresser.
Hello. I can help.
Yes.
I can help, but you have to be...
And my hall closets.
I use the Marie Kondo method, and...
So that's all the keep stuff. I went through...
You already went through all of it?
There's no clothes in my closet. That's literally all the clothes I own.
Oh, well then, yeah. Then it shouldn't be hard.
Yeah, I did all the... I got rid of all the stuff I don't wear.
Good. That's the first... That's the hardest part.
Yeah, so that's literally... Every piece of clothing I own.
Then, it should be pretty fucking easy to do. I was a good girl. Yeah.
Yeah. I regret, not keeping some of the shit, but...
You can always replace it. It's fine. Yeah.
For sure. Definitely.
Did you see one of the New Orleans inmates that escaped is still on the run?
No.
And it's the one that I said was going to be the last, if caught at all.
He's really? Like,
yeah. They caught that one. I don't know his name, but the one, the light skinned one that had like face tattoos and shit. And I was like rooting for him. It was down to those last two. And then I found out he had like kidnapping charges and rape charges and shit. And so I was like, you could go ahead and get him. So they got him.
Uh-huh.
But this one, his name is Derek Groves, and he's still on the run.
Uh-huh.
And his story is fucking movie worthy. So what? I wanted to just read to you what I read about his story.
Okay.
Because I feel like, let me just read it and you'll know why I say that. Yeah. So a dirty cop put a hit out on his grandma for being a whistleblower on a police brutality case.
I knew. I read this. It's so go for it.
The dirty cop got her killed. Derek was born, grew up, and killed that dude and a few related to him.
And that's his family. What he was
incarcerated for. And that is,
I hope you motherfuckers never find him.
Yeah.
Because that... was karmic retribution. You deserve that shit.
Exactly.
How the fuck you gonna kill the grandma because you did some foul shit?
Set her up, fucking had her killed. Yeah.
No. You don't get to start the game and then when I fucking take my turn and one up you,
now you wanna, it's wrong.
Now the law.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah. So.
I hope he's in the Caribbean.
I know, his right? Best life. Somewhere else. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck y'all.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all.
When I saw the picture, I was like, that's the one that I fucking said. I bet he's going to last the longest. I don't know why. I just had a feeling.
Just by looking, not knowing the story?
No, I didn't know the story
yet. You were like, he has survival skills. I feel it.
I just feel it.
Yeah.
The Lord just directed me to him and was like, it's going to be him.
Shut the fuck up.
Yep. The Trump shit is getting a little scary.
Hey.
Did you hear about the alligator Alcatraz?
What?
It's an immigrant detention facility that they've...
Our Alcatraz?
No, it's called Alligator Alcatraz.
Oh, okay. I thought he was turning ours into a fucking...
Well, he mentioned reusing, like making use of that space.
No, you leave our tourist attraction alone.
Yeah, leave it alone. That I've never been to in my life. No one from here has ever been there, I feel like. That's for outsiders to go to.
Yeah.
People that are from here, I don't think I know anyone that's been there. I don't either.
We take it for granted. We need to go. We do.
Because if they take it away, I'm going to be the first one that's like, fuck, I never went.
Yep.
Yeah. But anyway, they built this detention facility in 8 days. It's in the South Florida wetlands.
Of course it is.
Where alligators are. It's like this makeshift fucking, I forget how many beds it is. I want to say, let me just look it up real quick.
This is really angering. Not only, let me guess, they built it over swamplands or Everglades.
Down there.
Ruined animal habitats for their...
For their deportation.
For their racist jails.
I want to see how many beds it has because I know it's a lot.
Why is this what we're focusing our fucking...
Yeah, not taking care of our communities.
Not finding and missing fucking children.
Yeah.
Right? Not catching rapists. Not, I don't know, fuck mental health fucking programs and oh my God.
Sorry.
Devils.
I'm trying to find how many beds because I know it was a lot. 5,000.
YT devils.
5,000 beds at this facility. And he's announced that he's ending birthright citizenship. And he made an announcement this afternoon that he wants to start deporting citizens.
What?
And so he's like, there's a lot of people here that commit violent crimes and are bad people and all this shit. You can't tell me that all of these makeshift fucking detention facilities that they're throwing up are just going to be for like illegal immigrants. They're going to start using people like citizens also, like people to fill those beds and use slave labor.
Yes.
Like, mark my words, this piece of shit.
And all you poor white
has
folks
a hard on for that idea. And I hope that somebody intercepts and stops this bullshit. But like, they already built this facility and like, yeah, they're going to start filling it up. And it's scary. It's fucking scary. The whole ending, like, start with your own family. If you want to end.
Ending birthright is wild.
Start with your children. Start with your family.
Get your fucking wife and your psychopath son who fucking has killed animals inappropriately sexually touched and assaulted other children.
Yeah.
You don't believe me? Go look the shit up.
Yeah.
Get that motherfucker out of here. How about
that? That's
what
I'm saying. Start in your own household, but it's disgusting and it's scary. And like I said, I'd be seeing updates against my will. I don't be wanting to see this shit because it's so upsetting. But then I saw the shit today about his announcement that he made. And then like I started looking and I was just like, this just gets more fucked every day. Like, who's going to be able to stop it?
And if you support him. You support him or you support this shit?
I hope
you're happy. Don't fucking speak to me.
No.
And I mean it. Don't. I don't give a fuck if we were cool in high school. I don't give a fuck if we worked together. Don't you fucking dare speak to me because I think you're fucking a shit ass fucking human, dude.
Yeah.
I really do. Your morality is lacking. Your moral compass is broke as fuck. And kiss my fucking ass. Oh my God, it makes me have so much rage, dude.
They're aggressively going after Haitian communities right now. And who's to say that they're not going to start just picking up black people?
Because it's
based on appearance, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Whether or not they're immigrants and just fucking detaining people. Like, that's a scary possibility.
This is like stop and frisk on the
steroids.
Grandest level ever.
Yeah. Yeah.
And y'all support that shit. And y'all, you know who y'all
masked
are.
Masked kidnappers are fucking invading communities.
And do we not find it funny that motherfucking both his ex-wives, Miss Ivanka and fucking Melania, are right. Y'all not Euro fucking
immigrants? Isn't he the firstborn, like, here? Like, wouldn't his citizenship also be in jeopardy? Like...
Gross. If his mother was a citizen when he was born, no. If his mother was not a citizen when he was born, yes.
Yeah.
Dig into that. Sleuths.
Yeah. Gross.
I hope.
Gross and scary.
I hope his arteries are clogged. That's what I hope.
It's
oh my
much.
God, that shit makes me fucking so mad.
Yeah.
Especially because there are so many people that are okay with supporting it.
It just comes down to racism, and you can't convince me of anything else. Like,
it absolutely is, because
that's what it is. And anybody that denies that is just like...
Every fucking crime I've spoke about having to deal with on this show, and you guys know the depravity of some of them, every one of them...
Americans.
American born, baby. Oak Ridge boy American, not literally, but
yeah,
American citizens.
Americans.
From Kia's killer to the man that kidnapped me to the wiener whacker to I can go on to the dude that fucking stole shit out our house. Like, I, when we were younger, like, I could literally Yeah. Not one, not fucking one out of like 10 mm-hmm. has been an immigrant, whether undocumented or legally fucking. Right. None.
Right.
None.
Yeah. Scary.
Yeah. Gross. Go to hell. Sorry. Oh, something else. The owners of Hinge. I just want this to be known in case, just so y'all could have information if you do with it whatever you want. Are Zionists, FYI.
I feel like a lot of these apps owners, like OnlyFans especially, if you're still using OnlyFans, stop. You're lining their pockets. Like, find another way. Sell your shit independently. Like,
they're like hard. Apparently, the Hinge owners are like hardcore Israel supporting Zion. Yeah.
So is OnlyFans.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Stop. Find something else.
Find another way.
Definitely. We got
We got some voicemails. Have you guys left us voicemails?
Oh my God.
Leave us some voicemails. Get on Patreon, join that $20 tier, have fun over there with us, and call our voicemail.
Do you mind if I grab a tissue real fast? I'm not going pee. I'm not leaving.
Go ahead. Okay.
My nose is hella running again.
Drugs.
It's going to have a cocaine problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this one is a question. All
right. Hi, Crystal. So I have a question for you guys. And my question is, how do you stay calm and not talk shit about the other parent when it comes to your children? I guess this would be geared more towards Pat, but Crystal, I could use your advice too. So when the other parent is on some fuck shit and just staying calm, like throughout that, and not going off. I know for like the sake of the child, it's best to like never say a bad word about that parent in front of them. But when the other parent is like coming at you crazy in front of them, like how do you just keep calm and just like not say a bad word or I guess, yeah, that's it. How do you just stay calm and not say a bad word about the other parent? I love you guys so much. Thank you. This is great. And the voicemail is really funny.
Okay,
love you, bye.
Okay, we love you, bye.
We love you, bye.
You want to take the fucking co-parent?
I was going to say, it's not, I mean, you talk shit about your kid's dad too, you know, sometimes. It ain't just me, but you know, you don't, neither of us do try
to the children.
To the children. We don't.
No.
So you could kind of answer too, but.
It's normal to not always get along with somebody.
Right.
Like, even if you have the best relationship, you're gonna have fucking times where y'all are fucking annoyed or just by how someone breathes.
Or be arguing, like, yes. Or be fighting and have some shit jump off in front of the kids or.
I think so. The reason we've never fucking name called, even when angry, is because typically when there's an argument, right? And it's funny, I said this to Mark not too long ago, is when you get mad and we argue, like, you're first, you want to be petty or you want to fucking, instead of me and you against the problem, it's fucking
against each other.
You and your asshole attitude against each other. And for what? number one, the best way to not disrespect your partner in front of your children is to remember that you're who they're learning from.
Yeah.
So you do dumb shit, guarantee they're going to grow up and do dumb shit.
Right.
You don't want them doing that shit. I don't want our kids thinking that's how you deal with people. That's how you handle life. Like, no. And words hurt, you know, and you can always apologize.
And this is also somebody they love.
Yes.
So like, if you keep that in mind and you think about your kid, fuck them. But like, you think about your kid and like, I've never really been in a situation where like a parent, one of the other parent has disrespected me in front of the kids. I've never really had that situation. Like maybe with the older kids' dad, we've gotten arguments, but like tried our best, both of us, to keep it like in the next room with the door closed type shit.
And if it feels like one of them wants to, it feels like the other parent wants to argue, remove yourself from the situation.
Yeah.
That is my go-to.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I can tell by the way Mark breathes when he's irritable. And I steer clear. Not that he's going to explode or anything, but I just give him a space. If the other parent is going off, being an asshole, whatever they're doing, remove yourself.
Yeah.
Just.
And then deal with the situation, have the conversation, whatever, later.
Yes.
Like when you have time to both calm down, I guess. Because. Yep. Like, you never want anything to be happening in front of the kid. Like, that could be stressing them out, making them afraid, whatever. Like, you never want to have confrontation in front of the kid. But also don't talk shit about them, the other parent, in front of the kid.
No.
That's just not for their ears. That's not for them to hear.
And how fucked up if you made them with that parent. They love them. And then you're going to talk hella shit about, that's fucked up.
It makes them feel weird.
That's abuse.
And like, yeah, it is. And it makes them feel a way, like, especially if like they're with you more or something, they're going to take your side, and that's not fair to the kid. And that's not, like, in my situation, for example,
or
like,
they'll resent your ass.
Yeah. Like my mom, for example, had bad, you know, situations with my dad. So I was with her more often. So I heard her side of talking shit about him along with the rest of my family and her friends and whoever. So it made me look at him fucked up and then fucked off. Like, it affected how I treated him. And then as I got older, I felt like I missed out because of that.
Yeah. Especially because
I didn't know no better.
Right. And then on top of that, we're doing, as a child, you didn't probably didn't even realize, but you're doing whatever in order to get your mom to fucking pay attention to you.
Yeah.
So you're sacrificing a relationship with your other parent
to side with her,
to get her, like, love.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it still don't fucking work. So now what?
Yeah.
We're by ourselves running through fucking Oakland.
You don't want to mold your kid's opinion of the other parent if they're a good parent to the kid.
Right.
Like they could be fucked up to you, but if they're not fucked up to the kid, it's like, keep their ears away from your opinion of them.
That's
just think about your kid. You just got to have your kid's best interest in mind, and that'll really keep you from going off.
Seriously, that, and just walk away.
Yeah.
No problems ever get solved when emotions are heightened. They don't. So think of your baby, remove your ass, and you'll be good.
Yeah.
Definitely. The one thing Charlene did do was never talk bad about Billy. Never. Never.
Which is amazing.
It's
crazy.
Crazy.
Like, the amount of discipline that probably took, because he was scary.
He fucking knocked her teeth. Like, the levels of depraved shit he did to her is just insane. But she, as we got older, she said, I knew eventually you guys would form opinions and be able to see situations for yourself. How cruel would it have been for me to add to that? I knew y'all were already going to have issues.
Yeah.
You know? So don't fuck your kid up. That's how.
Yeah.
Sorry. I said sorry because I was fixing my pants. I need to fucking stop over apologizing. It's bad.
Knock it off.
Who am I even apologizing to? Jesus.
Sorry, I'm just going through these.
While you're doing that, really quick, tiny light sensitive magnetic robots can clear up bacterial infections and sinuses.
Where do you get the robots?
Safeway, of course.
Oh, perfect.
No, so there was a study done. Researchers, they introduced these little minimally invasive, they're called photocatalytic microbots.
Mm-hmm.
And they're compromised of copper, a single atom, and doped bismuth oxide. And they're in this shell structure, whatever. But they delivered the little microbots into sinus cavities of rabbits in preclinical trials. And they do it through, like...
They went in there with little squeegees and they were cleaning out the inside of their sinuses.
Yeah, I picture mm-hmm. fucking minions.
They had little white jumpsuits on and they were cleaning and got all that infection out.
Yeah, they delivered them through this magnetically guided little optical fiber little cable.
Mm-hmm.
Then they continuously eradicated with visible light, initiating a photothermal effect that significantly reduced the viscosity of the pus and infection.
They did what I said.
So, if this becomes like a real way to treat sinus infections, like how revolutionary, then you're not fucking up your microbiomes with antibiotics constant every month medicine. Like me.
I will say it's been quite a while.
Yes.
And we're just going to leave it at that and not say yep. nothing else.
Yep.
But I did notice that. So that's good to know.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was all excited when I read that. I was like, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Give us other good options. Science. Yes. Good science.
Okay. I have another voicemail. And then I know we have some write-ins.
It's me. I called and I'm just singing too legit.
If you fucking do that, I will block your number. Hey. I will block your number immediately. Do not fuck around. Okay. Hold on.
Oh, no. Oops, fun. Fuck.
Sorry. I don't know what I just did.
It's so funny.
No, no.
Uh-oh. Hold on.
Hi, ladies. I am a longtime listener and fan and lover all the way from LA. My name is Sarah. And I just wanted to share with you guys that I just passed my CHRM, Certified Professional Human Resources certification, and I'm sitting in my car crying my eyes out in disbelief in front of the testing center, and everybody probably thinks that I failed, but I passed, and I'm just so happy because I did it and I could. And it was just so stressful while also navigating a new job at the same time and, you know, life-lifing me. And it just, I can't believe you guys have made a community for us that I thought right away of sharing it with y'all, sharing my good news and
Shut
my
up.
Achievements. And most importantly, you know, me having my own back, and that's a firm thing you guys have made me believe in me. And
oh,
it's
my
so
God.
Crazy, but I love you, ladies, and I'm just so happy that I have a job and I have my certification and I fucking did it, you know, and this all just started because some dumb HR bitch from my previous job fired me illegally, and I was like, if this little bum hoe could fire me, what's stopping me from taking her job?
Right.
And now here I am.
What a good outlook.
I just love you, ladies, and thank you for listening to me, and thank you for being a friend, most of all.
Oh, my Bye. God.
Oh, we love you.
We fucking love you,
Sarah.
And we're so proud of you, and fuck you, Sarah.
She's
I
crying.
I said I wasn't going to cry
of
this episode.
Of course she's crying.
Dude.
Sarah, we're so fucking proud of you, and what a good, positive outlook. You took a shitty situation,
Hell yeah.
unfair, fucked up situation, and made it your bitch.
And empowered yourself.
Yes, and, yes. Look at that.
Be told that, oh, God. I love this community.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm so like touched that you thought of us and we're rooting for you.
Good shit, Sarah. Yeah. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
Fuck her. Ugh.
I love that.
There probably is not going to be one episode the rest of the year that I don't shed a tear. So get
I'm used
fucking,
to it. I'm just like.
She's like, oh, here she's crying again.
Yeah, you've been crying a lot.
I have.
You've been crying. I mean, there's been a lot going on, but yeah, you've been crying a lot lately. And I'm over here like muted, like fucking, I don't think I can
cry. You're like, I can't cry.
I can't cry if I fucking wanted to
right now.
So
give
I'm
me
just
some.
Like.
Shit. Maybe I need to fucking eat a few.
Yeah, I'm on SSRIs, so.
Yeah, it's because fucking, I already feel shit like 900 times, but like it's been like boom, 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 boom for like fucking 3 months. But that to be told, just knowing where we came from, knowing what we wanted to build. And then when people tell us, thank you for giving us or building exactly what we had hoped for. And then being told that you helped empower somebody like, what a beautiful fucking compliment. So
I love that. Thank you so much.
I'll be slamming my head into the wall to stop crying later.
Shut up.
Fuck. So dumb. I think I got a write in. Let's see. Nope, not from you.
I have one I want to make sure I get to.
Okay.
My back is hurting.
Is it a birthday you're doing?
I think so. Hold on. Let me find it.
Okay, because I have a birthday.
If you have one ready, go ahead while I look
a birthday.
For it. Yeah.
Okay. Hey TTs, this is a birthday message for my literal day one. She put me onto your podcast about 18 months ago, and
I think that's the one I'm looking for. So I'll
read
just
it.
So I'll let you go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I wanted to make sure I got
it. Got to
it.
Okay. She put me onto your podcast about 18 months ago, and now I'm looking for y'all every week. Y'all be in my ears at the gym, on my long drives, and while I do the dishes. I appreciate the space you ladies have created. And I'll probably cry again.
Don't.
And I love y'all even more because my favorite person put me on. Okay. Now on to the business before my ADD takes me on an epic side quest.
Crystal.
I am here for the ride,
You're
baby.
Like, I got my seatbelt on.
I'm ready. Happy birthday, Remy. They truly saved the best for last. June 30th, baby. Remy and I are cousins, sisters, and friends. We are 30 days apart. Our boys are the same. Children just living in different places. Our parents be on the fuckiest of fuck shit, and even though we live an ocean apart, we fight the good fight to stay connected.
I love that.
Sweet Remy, you are my everything. Ugh. The most amazing mother, best wife, great daughter, supportive sibling, crazy cousin, and ride or die friend. You show up for your family day in and day out with zero complaining, and you look so fucking good while doing it. The transparency you offer our relationship holds me accountable in a way I could never fully explain. Oh my God, what a fucking great line. What a beautiful compliment.
I love that.
To hear you holler in commiseration when I share a wild ass story will never get old. That's how I feel about her laugh. Jesus Christ, it's contagious, and it's like melodic. It's fucking.
You're gay.
I'm so fucking gay. I'm always the gay one. She's like, thank you. I'm like, I love you. Good night. Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Goodbye. I know it's there. She don't gotta say it. I know it's there. Actions. When we reconnected at 19 on MySpace, of course, we were both pregnant with boys. And only 3 or 4 gestational weeks apart.
Wow.
It was fate. Basically the same as our moms in 1990. Having you back in my life, especially during that time, was a godsend. Being able to experience all the highs and lows of being a late teen mom with my cutie made that shit feel like a breeze. You support all my crazy endeavors with no judgment. At 29, when I dropped everything to become a pro dom, you celebrated my bravery, my commitment to my craft, and were front row when I began teaching kinky workshops. Nothing about our lives or relationship is conventional, and I think that's why it works. I could go on and on about you and how amazing you are, literally forever, but I'll wrap it up. Thank you for everything, Remy. I hope you feel seen today and every day. I hope that you are aware of the impact that you have on all of our lives, and I hope you ball the fuck out for your birthday. Maybe even take a break from helping every person you come into contact with and simply rest.
Aww.
I love everything about you. Free all oppressed people from Sudan, Palestine, Puerto Rico, the Congo, Hawaii. Give back stolen lands and keep immigrating to America. There's room and money for all of us.
There sure is.
Absolutely.
Don't let nobody tell you different.
I love you all the long way. Mikhail. Celeste.
What a sweet write-in.
That.
Happy birthday, Remy.
Was fucking so well
I
written.
I love that. Yes, it was.
And I, this friendship sounds.
And to have that bond with a cousin, like that's so sweet. And pregnant with boys at the same time and just all that. It was meant to be, for sure.
This is us in a different font.
Yeah, it is.
For sure.
It is.
So us in a different font.
I love that.
Yeah, that was really fucking sweet.
Good one.
The line about accountability, like, that's so important to feel comfortable enough and safe enough with somebody, you know,
mm-hmm.
to feel okay being held accountable and, like, called out on your shit. Like,
there has to be somebody. I say that often, like, even if it's just in my head. There has to be somebody that can check you, bring you to reality.
Maybe
I don't know.
Talk you, like, off the ledge, you know?
Talk you off the ledge.
That's not very smart.
Keep you humble.
Yeah.
Keep you in reality. Like, there has to be somebody. And I'm, like, thankful. A lot of people don't have that.
Yeah.
I think that's really important to have in your life.
I welcome that.
Yeah.
Don't think I want it all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, like.
Yeah.
For sure. I appreciate it. Like, you can't be great all the time.
Right.
You know?
Okay, wait. This one has a trigger warning.
Yeah, I saw that. We have another birthday.
Let's do a birthday first.
Here, you do. This one? Pull it.
Is it from Talia?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'll do that one.
Okay, good.
Because I'm psychic.
So I know.
Okay.
See?
Hi, I'm writing in with a very serious birthday shout out request from a very unserious woman. Today we honor Naomi Lind.
We honor
Cancer Sun, Chaos Rising, Queen of Chilies,
and yes,
newly crowned MILF of the Year.
Fuck yeah.
She's the glue that holds this friend group together and the glitter that gets on everything. One minute she's changing diapers, the next she's cracking jokes with a beatbox in hand.
Fuck yes.
Is she okay? Who knows? Is she iconic? Without question.
Is it ADHD?
She didn't ask for gifts. She asked for a moment, a legacy, and honestly, she deserves both. So please scream this from the dysfunctional mountaintops. Happy birthday to the baddest softie we know, emotional, maternal, slightly unhinged, and totally unforgettable. We love you, girl. Now vanish dramatically like the chaotic fairy godmother you are.
You better have on a cape.
I love that.
That is
Naomi, you got a sweet friend. That's from Talia.
Hey, Talia, great writing.
Great
Naomi.
Writing. Yeah.
Are we twins?
Oh, God.
Right. You better put on a cape and twirl out the room. I love your chaos.
Hold all right. on. This one's about a gynecologist. Let me see.
Get
Are
out.
You on that one, too?
Yes.
Get out of my phone.
Listen, and we have a bunch
There's a lot.
In here.
Yeah, I just grabbed
so
this
So that
one.
We're both, the fact we're both on the same one, we it's always like that, though.
Okay, well, I'm going to do it.
Okay. Do it to it.
It's from Patty.
It's you. You wrote it. It's about speculum.
It's a surprise. Dear Theas, I've been listening from the beginning. I found you through a Little Debbie video and then Potafria podcast, and loving you guys since day one. Almost each and every episode has at least one topic that I can relate to, even being so far away in Europe.
Wow.
Potafria, I wanted to tell you that the episode you went to your gynecologist, me and my friend around that time also went to our gynecologist and both got a mini pill subscription for almost the same symptoms and also for future menopause preparation. I'm skeptical because of the side effects, but also looking forward to what will change and help my cycle.
Oh, I'm excited for you.
Therefore, I've started. My friend is more laid back since she took a pill before and is healthy and glad to take it. One more thing. Every time I am now at the gynecologist, I have to laugh, and I'm thinking of you because of the stretch apparatus that I forgot the name of. It's a speculum, girl. I just love you and can relate to you so much, relate to so much you went through.
Oh.
I admire your strength and wish I could be near you and pay you to boss me around in my free time. Crystal, I love you too, and your patience with people and animals, your jokes, and being so down to earth.
Thank you.
Also, to know that there are other awesome people out there that struggle with their moms just makes it easier.
For sure.
You two are great mothers and can be proud of what you have achieved. Thank you for all your stories and all the hours of entertainment. Love you guys.
Oh, thank you,
Patty. That was really sweet. And I love that you think of me when you're
getting your vagina touched.
Stretched.
Nice, Patty. Real nice and dysfunctional.
I love it. I love that.
Thank you for being a part of this community.
Yes.
So I have the best write-in of all. And
you know,
let me tell y'all what this motherfucker says.
I already know what you're going to say.
So it says, of course, it's from Anonymous. It always is.
Of course. Of course.
Dear Pat and Crystal, I am writing in with a simple question. What the actual fuck? Bitch, you think we don't fucking say that 30 fucking times a day, bitch?
Right.
Shit.
You think we choose this? This life that we live, this chaos, you think we choose this shit? Fuck you.
Fuck your mother.
Fuck you.
Let me tell you, I wouldn't have chose to be hot and chaotic, I'll tell you that, motherfucker. Or for my daddy to be all fucked up.
Yeah, we didn't choose the life we live. And if you don't enjoy this ride, then get the fuck off the bus.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I take this very... aggressively. This isn't like a nice.
It's not nice.
Because I feel
and
like.
And also, like, elaborate. Because, bitch, what is your issue? What's your issue?
What don't you like? The confidence? The confidence with the crazy?
Or banter? What don't you like?
The jokes? You don't get them? You don't belong here, stupid.
You don't belong. Just leave.
Thank you.
All right.
Send your dad.
There's a heavy one, but I think I'm going to save that for next week. We'll end on a good note. I've had enough of you crying.
No, for real.
We will get to it. We'll do it next week. Okay?
I'm great with that.
Are you good with that?
I'm fucking great.
She's had enough.
I've had enough. Let me end on an angry, fucking hyped up note.
Yeah. Not emotional.
That.
Emotional.
No more.
Yeah.
Mark fried us fish.
We're going to go have dinner.
Dirty rice.
Yep.
I'm excited because I'm hungry. My tummy's over here growling.
Yeah. I'm ready to eat.
All right.
We love you. Please rate, subscribe.
You share us.
Review, share, all the good things. Help us out.
Yeah. If you're on Patreon, leave us a voicemail. Those are just fabulous.
I will be picking the raffle winners for June today. I always fucking...
We're always at the
end.
I
keep saying...
You guys
I'm going to stop
that.
Doing it at the end of the month.
But no, we're not.
Here we are again. Yeah.
We're
so
not.
So I'll do it tonight.
It's always the end of the month. So.
Yes. And all Patreon tiers are included, even the free ones.
Yep.
So if you're on our Patreon, send your t-shirt size to the DM on Patreon, and that's how you enter.
Yep. That's it.
That's it.
Suck it easy.
Go to bed.